Ron or some of them now, but on the Gemara, all the way down at the bottom, three lines on the bottom. So the Gemara says that the case of the person says Hayoim, so he's only us till the end of the day. But the law is the Chishatav Shach Tzor Shele Lechachom. Alvagav the Medina, even though the Mikra didn't kiyomer Hayoim Mutzer Lechishatav Shach Kinnamina B'Mastisa Shilachim Rabbanan Tzor Shele. He has Chachomer Mechayev him to do Hatar Sadorim. Even though Mikra didn't, it's already Mutzer as soon as the day is the Tzor Kachovim. Possibly even Shkia, but Tzor Kachovim. It's a sure mutter, but he wants to drink that night, he would have to be matured. So Moore says, why is that? So Rav Yosef said, Gzeira Hayyam Mishum Yem Echad. If you're going to allow the Shavisale the Cheshatechshach below She'elo, if you allow him to drink in that situation, so also the mitzvah will come to make a mistake. Nami, but Yem Echad, She'em Mutter the Cheshatechshach. So the mashalay, the ikamidi bein yom echad lahayom. People do not necessarily understand the difference between hayom and yom echad. And I'll assume it's the same halacha by both. So, therefore, they said the only way you can drink is with a hatara, which would obviously be matzah by the other seven area as well. The Mora says, be goes the other direction. Hayom yom echad michlof. The Mor says that the confusion is one direction, not the other direction. The Shemisalei, if you're going to be matur, ki omer hayoim, the chishatech shach, b'loi she'elo, osi the mishinami, afila b'omer yom echad, once the night comes. That's the concern. Al yom echad b'hayoim, aloi michlup, but all the way around, you're not going to make a mistake. So what would the question be? That in the case of Yom Echad, it should be also 24 hours plus until Shkia. Ki Omer Yom Echad, Omer B'Yisura, May Eis La'Eis. He already kept the Isra for 24 hours. So if you're going to allow him to end his Isra of Yayin after 24 hours not wait until sundown, so he's not going to say, okay, when I say Yayin, I can drink before sundown. He's not going to say that. He understands that at least that some amount of time you have to be ulcer. That's the first shot the Gemara says. Ravina said a different shot. That the point over here is we want the person to be matur to get into use the idea of not keeping the dorm but being matur in the dorm. Okay, Zataran Umashenog Ha'achshav Batanis Yochid. So a person undertakes to do a Tanis Yochid, and he says, "I'm Batanis for this day." So it goes from morning till evening. If a person say, "I want to be in Tanis with Yom Echad," he has to fast 24 hours. From that point onwards. So if you let him eat Belila, he will come to think that if he says Yom Echad, he could also eat Belila. And that's not true. So we should make this Gzeira according to this thought process. People know that that's the halacha of a Tainus, that it's for the daytime. It's not like the regular netter. Why? Shekvar kabel lechachamim isman. The chachamim have given us a pattern of how to do a tainus. So people know that that's what you're doing. You're following the pattern the Chachamim has set up, as opposed to a neder which the person undertakes on his own, without any set form of how the Chachamim set up that it should look like. So, a person says, "I want to fast Yom Echad one day." That's not the regular saying. People understand that two different things. One is a neder, and one is a tainus, etc. Recently, Rashi Zal Khan Mashal and Yerba Leinai. The Rashi says a point over here, which I would like to point out that I disagree with. Shuz al cost of the Hainu time of the Gazin Bahayoim. Shum Shemixes Ois Hayoim Hutula Mitzilosa. The reason why the two are comparable is because both of them, part of the day is mutter. He says Hayoim, he means from this point onwards to the end of the day, but there was Hetzer before, earlier in the day. Yom Echad, he means 24 hours from this point onwards, but earlier in this day was mutter. Because we hold that a tainus shows is not a tainus. The only way a person would fast, if he's fasting from the morning till the evening, he can't start in the middle of the day to have breakfast and say I'm on a tainus with the rest of the day. So when a person undertakes to take a tainus, so you say, well, if you're going to allow him to eat in the evening, he'll mix it up with the case of I'm going to fast for the next 24 hours, starting in the middle of the day. There's no comparison. But remember, Omer, in the case where he's mutter in the evening without she'elas, because it's been the whole daylight time, starting from the morning. But Yom Echad obviously is something different because I was eating in the morning and now I'm continuing 24 hours at this point. So over there, he understands. So that type of thing where I was eating earlier in the day, so there's no reason why the evening should become mutter. So that's what the Rashba says. So that'll answer the question by why tainus we don't make this kazera. The Rashba says, but the Rashba says I don't find that sufficient. It could also tell my case where he said it early in the morning, right before the day starts. It'll be also that whole daylight hours until evening. And we still make the gzeira. So therefore, this answer would not be sufficient to answer all the cases. But the way I answered it before, that the people understand that there's a form of how a tainus functions, which is a totally different idea than a person's personal nedarim. If a person says, "I'm going to fast one day during this week," he says, "Yom Echad." So he should have to fast for 24 hours. But Emechayvan has said she is on a chavdal shows. So why does he have to fast for 24 hours? Yom Echad means a full 24 hours. The person would say that one day this week, Yom Echad this week, I'm not going to drink wine. It would be 24 hours. So, but he doesn't have to fast 24 hours. The body the tainus shomer chachamim niskaven the hanam mikanam shalom mula shachar achatech shach. But since there's an established system, an established form, an established way that you do a tainus, he means that that established way. Well, that established way is from Alois Shachar until Chashech. Okay, and the Mor said that that they have the in the name of Yosef that this statement of Rabbi Abba is only Kribnosin. Kamal also shmaited the Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Kribnosin. Farmer, the Maidim Mitzvahidon le Shela Lechachim, Burmer Hayyam. That which you say you need Shela Lab, Mishum Gzeira Belechud, is not because of this Gzeira to Yom Echod. The Sirlon, Loshkeach Kulihai, Lachlufe. It's not the possibility of confusing the two cases is not common enough. Mishum gzer b'lchud nachrebe that this gzer should be sufficient to make him have to get a shayla. Umi okimen chinodr lab shaper ovid kirev nosen. But since we don't want the person making the door, he the Eloi Havi Shaykh the Migzer Klau Lomachmarina Lay Letsuke Shayla. You're right. If there be no Gzer at all, it's over with. So where is the Mokum for Shayla? The Hachi Bekulin Adorim Nami Kimatis Manao Nami Hachi. Because otherwise, like every person makes any other netter, we don't find that there's a loch. You must the Zman is up. I'm sorry. He says before you, he undertook to, for that for the next 3 days. He's not going to do X. 3 days over. He says 1 second. Go get a Shayla. We don't find such a loch. Mikol Hecha the Shach LeMigzer Klal. But if there's any possible way to make a Gzeru, Machrinan Alei. We do make the gzera because we can see the leg because we as it were given a kanas to mechayev shela because he did something improper. But therefore, in a case where it's not wrong, like we said in the first parak, that neder for mitzvah is correct. The parallel to Obama is this person's own personal decision to bring a korban, which sounds very nice on the face of it, but the Torah says not a good idea. Okay. Okay. So the more Shabbos zoo, also b'chol Shabbos kula. So when a person says, if Shabbos zoo, see, it's also for the whole week. Pshita. What's the Kiddush? Maratema Yemed the Shabbat to Komer. So I might think that the usage of the word Shabbos over here doesn't mean a week, it means the day of Shabbos. No. I think the Rambam is the opposite. The Hamid is only the weekdays, not Shabbos. He's standing on the weekdays and he's saying, I want to be also this week. So he means the week, but not Shabbos. Kamash Ramad, Zakhtaran. Shabbos, also because of Shabbos, so Shabbos the Shover. So the mission points out that the Shabbos is included in this in the previous days of the week also. Shita, the Shabbos dinner klishavar. Why would I think the Shabbos is? I mean, this week and not including Shabbos. Shabbos goes with the next cheshvan. Why would I think that? So that's how the round learns the kasha, the Gemara. The more answers, manatei yemei the Shabbat to kamar, the days of the week. Mishum lekiman she yemeichol kari yemei Shabbos. Since the usage of Shabbos can mean the days of the week, neimer shalehem levadom niskaven lo lesser alatzma yain b'Shabbos. He meant the weekdays and not Shabbos. Kamash malon, that's not true. Avista Garcia Maratema Yami the Mikami Shabbat to Kamar. They have some of the gears so not Yemi the Shabbat, but Yemi the Kami Shabbat. Vahanohach Kimashwan. Vahanohach is the same shot. Miu hak nuscha leka lefrushe klal lepirasheni shepirashdim mishasenu v'me yemishavas toskin. The Ram brought two pshatim in the Mishnah. One is he's sending on the weekday, and he's saying the rest of this week, and including the coming Shabbos. One, he was standing on the day, Shabbos day, and making the neder. Which the Ran was doichel pshat anyway. And then the Ran says, I don't have a way to understand this piece of Gemara according to that other Pirish. I would assume that other Pirish learns other around. He's standing on Shabbos. So I would think that he means not to start the Isser today, but this upcoming week. Especially how you learn the current Epshat. So Kamash Malon, he means to include this day of Shabbos as well. I'm not sure why the round holds. You can't fit that pshat in the Gemara. Okay. Chodesh is also b'chol chodesh. Rosh Chodesh l'abba. So he's also the whole month, but the Rosh Chodesh already is with the next month. Some more says pshita. That Rosh Chodesh is l'abba. So Morris is not a tema. Kitzuch al chodesh chaser. I'll tell you the Rosh Chodesh the Shabbar Havi will the circa mashlon kar inish inchi reish yarcho. So the way the Ram learns the Gemara, the upcoming month is a chaser, which means this month is a mole. This month is a mole, means the last day of the month. Yerm Lamed is called Rosh Chodesh, but it's really part of this month. So the Chiddush of Mishnah is that Yerm Lamed is included in next month, and it's not included in the Yisr. And where it says, because the mice, the people refer to it as Reish Yarcho. Right now, the Gears and the Gemara is a little bit different than the second look of the Ran. Kitzur b'chadish chaser. Shachadish shabo acher chadish shanidre havi chaser. In kain chadish shanodre boy havile mole. Boys in b'chadish chaser shabo sheyom b'chadish. The new month is going to have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. It's a chaser, which means the month before is a mole. Means the new upcoming month will the end of a chodesh mole. You have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. So comes the month which have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh are the months which are chaser. That's counterintuitive, right? But that's the way it is, right? Yom Rishon Havi Lamala is Chodesh Shavar. The 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, the first one of the two, is just to finish off the previous month. Samaltema Rosh Chodesh L'Shavar, Sharei Yom Rishon Shal Rosh Chodesh Lamala is Chodesh Shavar Oisin Oisai. And therefore, since he's answering that month, Shachdat Ramina Litzabei, he should be also on that day. Kamash Malon, Hokarle Inchi Rosh Yarchot. Even if it's part of the earlier month, it's day 30. People refer to it as Rosh, it's already Rosh Chodesh of the next month. So therefore, that day is Mutter. So I don't know how the Ran, like the Ran doesn't address the gifts of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Malatema Rosh Chodesh l'Sha'avar Havi below Litzer." It should be Rosh Chodesh l'Sha'avar Havi below Litzer.
That's
Kamash Shalom Kari Inshi Reish Yarcha.
They bring here the Haggadah Gersa Haran v'Harash l'Litzer.
Right, so the Ran doesn't address it. The Ran doesn't address the name, the Nusach of the Gemara. If you look at the gifts of the Rif has the word in his Nusach of Elitzer. So the Ran is coming off of the Nusach of the Rif. He's just assuming that that's what it is, but he doesn't point it out. Right. That's what we're saying, but since people refer to it as Rosh Chodesh, even though it's Yom Lamed of the previous month, so I'm asking myself, in this month includes day 30 of this month. When people say the month, they don't mean that day because people perceive it as Rosh Chodesh.
And it's not just people that perceive it as Rosh Chodesh, right? We say Musa.
I agree, but I'm saying, but it's still day 30 of the month.
Yes.
Right. So I need to know when people make the netter, because the Dorma Tolly and Lashem Adam, what do they mean? If people's perception is that day 30 of the month, whether you say Muslim or not, it's not going to change anything. Right? But people perceive it as Rosh Chodesh. So people don't perceive it as including in the month. So therefore, since the Pen on Lashem Adam, the fact that on the calendar it's day 30 is irrelevant. Now, Dr. Ran, if you're on day 30 of the month, what do you write when you write the star? You write on the day of the day of you write Rosh Chodesh. You'll write Rosh Chodesh Tammuz on day 30. You don't say it's day 30 of Sivan.
Also came.
Shashtar Nasa Bechodesh Hasheni. The shtar is made in Tammuz, not in Sivan. And if he would write Yom Shekodim Lachain Nasa Shen Yom Rishon Shal Chodesh Sheni Nikol Shem Achodesh Shobar B'Loshem B'nei Odom. So if you write, I'm not sure why. If you write Lam and Sima, would not be correct. Probably the Lama would be acceptable. If you write Bechodesh Sivan, the lochas of Shtar is kosher. If you leave out the dates, as long as you write the month, it just will take effect at the end of the month. So if a person's writing a Shtar on the 25th of Sivan, and you're right, it took place in Sivan, so it's a valid shtar, just won't be effective until the end of the month. So he writes Sivan on day 30, the shtar will be no good, because people perceive Sivan ending on the end of the 29th. That's not true. This shtar only took place on the 30th. So he has to write Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Now, so okay, if he writes the Yom HaChodesh of Tammuz, so what does he write on day one of Tammuz? V'yom HaChodesh Hasheni, Kosev V'yom Sheni L'Chodesh Ploini. U'machrosoi Yom Shlishi. V'yom Yichtav Yom Sheni on the third day of the month, Yiposim Shul Muktam. Why? The Kima Dinyan Adorim Amrin the Yom Rishon L'Chodesh Chaser. Reish Yarcha Karile. The first day of Rosh Chodesh is called Rosh Chodesh. That's how we deal with Shtaris also. How do I know? So the command is Pirkan Medamin and Shtaris in the door. How people use the language, that's how it's going to be understood between the parties. So that's how it takes effect. Because of Rosh Bazal, Shema Tosis, the Begitin, Sark, Lita, Beyam, Shloshim, the Chodesh Tishrei, Shurash Chodesh, Marcheshrut, Hela Hachmer. So we write both months, we write a full language to prevent any questions. And that's the nusach that we use.
So the Shtar is written on the second day of Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. You would write
No, according to what the Rana is saying, you would write the second day of Cheshvan.
The second day.
Because Lama Tishrei, people call they refer to as Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. So this is the second day of Cheshvan already.
So that's the second day. So at the end of the month, Cheshvan's going to have
30 days. This is the 30th day of Cheshvan. And then then the next day, people refer to it as the first day of Tevis. The Kislev. Okay. Fine. Consult the Gemara. Shana is also b'chol Shana Kula. So he says the word not hayom, this day, or not yom echad, one day. He says yom. My, dinei kehayom, okay, yom echad. How do you deal with that? Nafkamina is at 24 hours. It's only also during the daylight hours, and when once the evening comes, it's mutter. Toshmo, he must nisin. So the more says, the more it speaks this out. I think just to clarify that there's no right from the Mishnah. Why? Because it says kadam yayin yayin shani toyam hayoyim and osur ella ad shetechshach hayoyim kiyam echadami. Because only said hayoyim is limited, means yayim is not limited. It's the whole 24 hours. More says no. Him a sefer amar yayim echad osur meyayim layayim hayoyim kayoyim dami. Sefer says yayim echad is 24 hours, means yayim is not 24 hours. All mehal lakalimishum minot. So we have conflicting inferences from the Reisha and the Seifa, so there's no Raya from the Mishnah. Okay. So, Omer Ravashi Toshma. Okay. Bryce says, Karim Yayin Shani Tayim Hashanah. Now, Nisabra Hashanah, because Bizman Chazal, the whether there's going to be a Chodesh Ibur can be decided up to the beginning of the month, of that month. So they added a month. So Osir Ba Ubi Ibura says Osir. So the person was standing in the towards the you know the beginning of the year, and he said, "I'm the usher in this year." Now they added a month. He didn't really necessarily plan to have an extra month in his calculation. So we say no. Hashanah includes the extra month. So Morris says, Hechidami, what's the case? Elaim the Kif Katani, just as written, he said Hashanah. So obviously that includes Lamali the Memra. What's the Kiddush? Why do you need to say this? Lav, it must be that the case of the Braisa was not Hashanah, but the Amr Shana. And the Kiddush is that in that situation, I might think that Shana means 12 months. So if he's standing on Rosh Hashanah and saying, I'm going to be also in this a Shana. So he means 12 months, and therefore he should be mutter. And when, if they add a month, he should be mutter once Elul starts. And we say no, that it means this year. So Al Mashana Ki Hashana Dami, and therefore Vayoyim Nami Ki Hayoyim Dine. So therefore Yoyim and Hayoyim are the same. No, Morris is Loy 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 Dami Hashana. He said this year. Amadatayim Aholachach Rav Hashana. Lo Isbahu Iber. But I might think when he says Hashono, again he's standing in the beginning of Tishrei and saying I'm going to be Osir Hashono, he has in mind he's expecting a 12 month year, therefore I think that's he should not be Osir the extra month Kamash Malon that he is. So we have no riot to our Shiloh. Zatiran, he borrowed the dina kayyom. Is yom kayyom or not? The lishri the chishat hechshach. If it's kayyom, once the evening comes, it's mutter. A kiyamechad the litzur meisleis. If it's a kiyamechad, he's also 24 hours. Also ba biibura. Nearly Zatiran, the birbusa the mitzur biibura. The chiddush over here of the extra month is lenardu mitchilas hashana itzurit. Tell a person standing at the beginning of the year and making this matter, and so that I mean I think the litzer ella b'shnei masur chodesh k'ray b'shonim k'mashmon the mitzer b'shloisha esrei. So he's standing on Rosh Hashanah and saying I'm going to be usher a year. So he means 12 months. So he say no, he means 13 months. Even other Rosh Chodesh Shvat pshita the Hashanah on Rosh Hashanah mashmon. Like we said before, when he says in the middle of the year, he says this year, he means till Rosh Hashanah. However, whatever you know, the months are irrelevant. How many months it takes to get there, whether it's 7 or 8 or 9, it doesn't make a difference. Okay. Because if he's standing in Rosh Hashanah and saying Shana, and Shana is not the same as Hashana, he means a year. So a year is 12 months. So it must be that Hashana and Hashana are the same. No, he said a case of Hashana. The less behind the Eber. But even that situation. Right. Tosis is over here. Top Tosis on Samachalv. Halacha Rebbe Shanim Rela Isbahu Iber. Shanor b'Shvat Menaser b'Chodesh Iber Yemutzer b'Chodesh Echad L'Tei Rosh Hashanah. So he's saying I'm going to be usher this year. This year means till Rosh Hashanah. He's thinking that's going to be 8 months. Rosh Chodesh Shvat, so Shvat and Adar, and then to 6 months. Now they add another month, so it's going to be 9 months. So he shall only be also 8 months because he had the 8 months in mind. So yeah, mutter bechadish echel within Rosh Hashanah. So once Elul starts, he should be mutter. Because in the kula it's sefer nikris shana. So the Ran said that's not even, there was never a havmin to contemplate that possibility that the Tosfos is saying. At best, the calculation would be in a case where he's standing on Aleph Tishrei, I think it means 12 months and not 13 months. But he's standing in Rosh Chodesh Shvat, obviously it means until Rosh Hashanah, whatever that means. But he says this year. Because if he says just as Shana, he doesn't mean 8 months. Either he means until Rosh Hashanah, however long that takes, which now is 9 months, or he means a year, which is 12 months. But not 8 versus 9. That's the round time. Yeah. Fine. Sold it here.